Gestern startete hier in Perugia das internationale Journalismusfestival, das bis noch bis Sonntag geht. Ich bin Helen Hecker, Italien-Korrespondentin und Community-Managerin von Deine Korrespondentin. Und ich stelle euch heute eine weitere inspirierende Frau vor, die wir hier auf dem Festival kennengelernt haben. Die Rede ist von Lea Korsgaard. Is that right?
Ja.
Sie ist Co-Founderin des digitalen Magazins Zetland aus Dänemark. And now I switch in English and welcome Lea at my side. Hi, Lea.
Hi.
And do you have a good time here in Italy?
Yeah, I love this festival. It's like Christmas for me, you know. Come have presents and go home with your head full of ideas.
So would you like to introduce yourself to our audience, first of all?
Yeah, so I'm a journalist and I co-founded and am now editor-in-chief for Zetland. It's a digital newspaper that wants to use journalism as a force of good.
Yeah, Zetland is it's a really a successful newspaper in Denmark. It counts more than 28 paying members, is that right?
Yeah.
And you won also a number, a lot of prizes, for example, the Europe's Best News App. Could you tell us maybe what makes, in your opinion, Zetland so successful, but also so different for other newsrooms in Denmark?
I think we really do three things right. One thing is that we understand that today journalism has to be told by humans. And by that I mean, you know, like personalities, like humans that you get to know and more or less have a sort of a, not an intimate relationship, but that they should become more or less your friends in this chaotic world. So we have a very specific tone of voice that are very different from traditional journalism. And then we're really good at technology, so we have built a super cool app that is built for the members' use. So it remembers who you are and lets you read if you want to read and listen if you want to listen. And the last thing is that we are community driven and really take our members super seriously. We know that they are able to enhance our journalism and help us and guide us, help us investigate, so they are able to really participate in what we do. And I think those two, we have had a lot of, you know, troubles, and it's the life in the media business is hard for us as well, but these three things really works for us.
I mean, you just said it now as one of the three elements that you are the best practice example in Europe for a member-driven media startup. Can you maybe explain a little bit more what that means and why it's so important for you to work in that way?
Yeah, with the members?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we call our subscribers members because they are way more than just passive consumers. They are a community of very different Danes, but curious about the world, and they help us. They like really literally help us investigate. So we ask them for help. So you know, the Nord Stream story. There's a leak out there in the ocean. Does anyone know anything about that? Please get in touch with us. Or we're writing a story about anxieties. Have you, you know, anxiety, is that something that you know about in your own personal life? Tell us about that. So we often reach out to them and they help us take clever choices on what stories to do and what not to do, and really help us research. And also they help us grow. So once a year we ask them for help to spread the word about Zetland, and they are just more than willing to, you know, let friends and family know that, you know, maybe you should try this media out. And for me, it's such a meaning. It's way more meaningful to grow in that way compared to, you know, spending tons of money on a TV ad. So they are extraordinary.
I mean, it's really cool that that you were talking about it, because I wanted to ask you about the ambassador campaign that you launched, and it was really successful. I mean, I think like in 3 weeks or 1 month, you got like 4,000 new members or something like that.
Yeah, well, we've done it more. We do it every year. We started out when we were in financial troubles, and we just told our community, you have to help us grow, otherwise we have to close the business or, you know, merge the company with some big media legacy company, and so you have to help us grow. And then they did. Just during 1 month, they helped us grow more than 3,000 new members, and then after that, we have kept doing that campaign once a year. So every year in August, they simply help us spread the word. And it's really fun.
That's really cool, and I think it's also a clever tool, because when you're just like an established, you know, media startup, it's becoming more difficult to then grow. So my question would be, do you have like maybe also other advices for media and newsrooms how they can grow their community?
Yeah, well, first of all, I think you have to really think about product. Is the product something that makes a huge difference in people's lives? And are they so enthusiastic about it that they want to spread the word about it? And if you don't have that product, then, you know, go fix the product. Sorry, I had way too many drinks yesterday, so my voice is cracking. It's the festival feel. So, you know, don't try to sell a product that's not really good and really make a difference in people's lives. So so that is important. And the second advice is, that's obviously important, right? The second advice is, you have to constantly tell the story about why is it important what you do. People don't necessarily see that. So if you want them to get on board your mission, then you have to tell that mission and tell the story about why you're doing what you're doing, not once a year, but once a week at least.
Do you have new exciting projects and what you're looking for here on the festival in Perugia maybe in the next days?
Yeah, I'm really interested in the whole AI discussion, also because we built a automated transcription service for journalists with AI. So it takes, you know, speech and it makes it into text. So if you have an interview you on your tape, you can go to that service and then comes text back. And that has just been so meaningful and fun to build, you know, this tool that saves journalists for tons of tedious work, right? And I'm curious about, you know, is it going to be a one-off, or should we do more of those tools based on AI, using AI in a clever way?
Yeah, it's a really exciting topic, and I think it's like one of the main topics here at the moment on a festival. Yeah. But last but not least, what inspires you personally in your life at the moment?
That's a good question. Now we get the bells from the church. My garden. My garden is where it's my Zen zone. And I think without that, I would go crazy. So I think it's so important if you're a journalist, you know, you have to have some other thing in your life that's not journalism, but something completely different to stay relevant, actually, and just to stay human. So my garden, flowers in the garden.
Really, really nice, Lea. Thank you so much for that interview, and I wish you a really good time here in Perugia.
Thanks for having me.